E.T. Well, we're still listening.
Answers with Ken Ham, one of the authors of the shocking new book, Already Gone.
Do you recall the time a generous donor gave $13.5 million to help fund the search for extraterrestrial life? Well, the staff at SETI, that is, the Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence, said the donation will be used to create a special radio telescope, one that will be made up of more than 200 satellite dishes, and the purpose? To collect signals from space. The donor, by the way, was Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft. You see, he's an evolutionist. And apparently, Mr. Allen believes that if life evolved on Earth, then it must have evolved elsewhere. He's like so many evolutionists. They're desperate to prove evolution because they don't want to believe they're responsible to the Creator God of the Bible. But to find signs of intelligence, you only have to examine our DNA, that molecule of heredity. Then you'd realize that a great intelligence has to be responsible for this coded information system. You see, the Bible tells us that Creator God is the one responsible. We don't need to look to the heavens for an answer. It's in the Creator's Word, the Bible.
While scientists try to find life in outer space, what are they now saying about the origin of intelligence on Earth, including where all the different races came from? The Bible and science have the answer, which Ken Ham reveals in a fascinating booklet. Call us toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS, and we'll send 10 of them to you for a gift of any size. 888-89-ANSWERS.